Hello, friends, and welcome to the In the Whisper podcast. I'm your host, Nita Wilkinson, a self-professed joyologist and Bible girl. Join me each week as I talk to a girlfriend about life, joy, and Jesus, where we look to the Bible for all of life's questions. Welcome back to the In the Whisper podcast. Friends, it has been a minute since we've had a new podcast at In the Whisper, and we are changing our format a little bit, and it's going to be more Bible-based. We're going to take scriptures, and I'm just going to have a girlfriend on, and we are going to talk about the scripture and break it down a little bit. So I'm looking forward to spending 2024 just doing some scripture with you. This month, January, we are going to be looking at some of the prayers in the Bible, and I don't think there's a better one to start with than Mary's song, the Magnificat, that she prays right after she finds out, or soon after she finds out, that she is a virgin who is pregnant with the Messiah. That alone makes this prayer special, but there's just so much in it. And so today, my friend Candy Horton is here, and she's going to be with me all month to talk about some of the prayers in the Bible. And she's here to talk about Mary's prayer today.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad that we've got back together. It's been a while. I feel like I've been in a cave.
Oh, haven't we all?
And COVID's long gone. I don't know what it is.
Catching up.
As we talk about this particular prayer, Mary's song, and that is in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. What stands out to you about this prayer?
I think the thing that stands out the most to me is a person that was probably more mature, you know, had children, but then you begin to think back and think, this was a girl of probably 14.
Yeah.
And here she is finding out that she is going to have a baby, not just any baby.
Right. Because she's never done anything to have a baby.
Yeah. And I think of 14-year-old girls that I know, and not to in any way, shape, or form take away from 14-year-old girls. But I think of their maturity level, and I think of their teenagers. Mm-hmm. They're boy crazy. I knew at 14, I was boy crazy. Totally boy crazy.
That's what I do. Yeah. I think about myself at 13 or 14 years old.
Yeah.
And
It blows your mind.
Absolutely.
And especially when you think of girls, you know, I can't even imagine myself at 14. Because at 14, you know, you're in junior high. And I had a crush on two different boys, and you know, I went back and forth between them. And of course, you know, when you're 14, you're seeing each other, which means absolutely nothing. I think to myself, oh my gosh, what would happen if I had found out I was going to have a baby?
Right.
I mean, I found out at 33 that I was going to have a baby, and you know, I was married. I had two other boys. They were mine, but I didn't give birth to them. But here I am at 33 going, I'm going to have a baby. And that freaked me out.
Yeah.
To be 14. And so when you read over what she says and her prayer and her song, you think to yourself, how could someone of that age be that mature and that praising of God?
It's very clear through the scripture that she did not completely understand what Gabriel was saying to her.
No.
However, it was just as clear that she simply accepted it. And I think this prayer definitely shows how easily she accepted it. I look at this and, you know, going to verses 49 and 50, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. This is Holy Scripture. She's not coming up with new words to praise God. Her heart and mind are so saturated in God's Word, in the Holy Scriptures at that time, that she's using His own words to praise Him. And I think that is probably something that helps to explain how she had a level of maturity that would maybe be more than someone else her age, but also why God chose her, mm-hmm. her humility, her servanthood, her knowledge of Scripture. I mean, she was a woman. For her to have that knowledge is amazing.
And I think that sort of shows you, too, that God does know us. He knows every hair on the top of our head. And for him to say, this is the person that is going to give birth to the Savior of the world. For him to look at this 14-year-old, as we would look at her today, child. And I think what makes me think, too, is it says in Genesis of him forming the earth and knowing, and he knew every person that he was going to put on this planet.
Right.
That he knew even then that this 14-year-old girl was going to give birth to the Savior of the world. It just astounds me. It's something that to this day I really can't wrap my head around.
No, I'm right there with you. It's it's amazing. And her first response, she's gone to Elizabeth, a relative of some sort. We don't know. It's not really clear what kind of relative, but she's gone to Elizabeth. Elizabeth is pregnant with John, and her words are, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." She's 14. She just found out she's pregnant.
How? She does not know.
Exactly. And yet, this is her response. Now, I think of myself and, you know, just something as simple as the garage door won't go up properly. I don't glorify God in it. And, you know, that's pretty minor. Yeah. Or someone's ill in my family might be a better comparison. I don't immediately glorify God just because he's God.
Right.
I think I would benefit from that.
Right.
And I think that that is one of the gifts Mary gives us. I mean, she is definitely offers us an example of who we need to be. And this prayer of her song, is exactly how we should respond to those things in our life that don't go the way we want them to. Because I'm pretty sure that getting pregnant at 14, she's not even married yet, although she was betrothed, right, which is almost the same back then. Having to get on a donkey ride while you're all the way pregnant. I mean, what he was asking of her, what he was demanding of her, really, wasn't going to be easy, but she didn't even hesitate. Once she understood as well as she could, she said, "All right, I'll do it." And when you go to chapter 2, verse 35, you know, Simeon has waited to see the Messiah. And now he knows that he's seeing God's chosen. And he says to her, this is in verse 34, going into 35. He says, "Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, 'Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, and that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.'" I mean, he's saying, girl, this is going to be hard. Mm-hmm. You are going to watch some really hard things. And I don't think she understands the weight of that, but the words are clear. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also. Mm-hmm. What would she think when he said that? And yet she carried on. Of course, Jesus is already born at this point, but she just carried on and did what she had to do. I would have all kinds of questions.
Mary was a mother. As a mother, I think to myself, how would I even begin to process that? And, you know, at this age, she was what, probably 15, 16, maybe?
Maybe. The timeline.
I don't know what that timeline is.
Well, they were in Jerusalem for this.
Yeah.
We know that the wise men did not come to the manger. They came to a house in Bethlehem. Yeah. So they stayed there for a while. Then they went to Egypt and didn't come back. So, yeah, I mean,
she wasn't that old.
I would say, yeah, probably a couple of years. Guesses are a couple of years. But,
you know, at that age also, to get that information.
Well, and the beginning, I mean, the beginning of his life was just born in a barn, cold, hard, not an easy, you know, she's been on a donkey going for many miles to get where she had to go. So physically, it wasn't comfortable. Emotionally, it wasn't comfortable. Do you want to grow closer to God this year? Theologians tell us the best way to do that is to read and know His Word. Join In the Whisper for some scripture memorization that will grow you closer to God so that you can better know His heart. We will spend 2024 memorizing three prayers and a psalm, and we would love for you to take this journey with us. To find out more, go to inthewhisper.org. We watched, Chad and I watched on Christmas Eve, The Chosen had a special doing the nativity from the perspective of a shepherd boy and Mary. Yeah. And it was amazing. Mm-hmm. They did a really good job. Of course, they don't know these things, but it's filling in gaps with their imagination. But it was really, really good. And she, you know, at first as I'm watching it, I'm thinking, oh, she's so patient. They're making her so patient. But she was.
Yeah.
To do all these things, to, you know, go to Egypt. It said when the shepherds came, she pondered all those things in her heart. Because she knew, but she didn't know.
No.
One of the words that sticks out to me in this is in her prayer. Is in verse 50, she says, His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. And then in verse 54, talking about Israel before, He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful. And mercy is the whole reason. God's mercy, when sin entered the world, God had this redemption plan in place immediately. My guess is He knew that as humanity, we weren't going to do what we're supposed to do. But regardless of whether He knew or not, this was the plan He came up with immediately. We know that from Genesis when He talks about what's going to happen to the serpent. The woman is going to come down on the head of the serpent. Right. The serpent will bite humanity's heel, but humanity, the woman in particular, will come down on his head. And that's Mary bringing in what God in His mercy is giving us. The sin that we have, we cannot account for, we cannot atone for, we don't have the ability. Israel didn't have the ability. They just used perfect animals. For all of humanity, He sent His perfect Son. So the word mercy that she's using here, I think is so important because mercy is why this plan is in place.
Right.
And I love that she uses that in here. Her words are just, you know, as you study them and learn about, you know, she starts by praising God and thanking Him for choosing her. I don't know that I would have thanked God for choosing
that
me.
To me.
Maybe eventually, but not in that. Those first, I mean, this probably wasn't the first moments, but it was very early on.
But, I mean, we do think of what our reaction would be.
Right.
And again, as I said before, God chose her for a reason.
Yeah.
Her reaction was, oh, okay, this is what you've told me I'm going to do. Again, I think to myself, panic. But I don't think Mary panicked. You know, don't think Mary was
it doesn't
a person
appear
that
to.
Panics, period.
Right.
They couldn't find Jesus, and He was in the temple. I don't see Mary panicking.
It may be because she just knew.
I think he was
meant for something
exactly,
bigger.
Exactly, because this was a conversation with her and God. it came through Gabriel, but it was a conversation between her and God. And how can you not be calm
right.
when you're talking to God? I'm just the vessel that's doing this, and he's going to show me how to do this. Thought of Mary as just mm-hmm. a calm person.
Yeah. In the Chosen, and if you have not seen it, I highly recommend it. Oh my goodness, it was so, so good. A piece of there, they go ahead in history because it's really focusing on the night Jesus was born
right.
from the perspective of a shepherd, a young man who is a shepherd, and from the perspective of Mary.
Right.
But then they hop ahead, and Mary Magdalene's actually in it when Mary is older, and she's, I don't know if she's on her deathbed, but she is definitely older and weaker. She calls for Mary Magdalene and wants to talk to Luke. She's already given Luke her story. Mm-hmm. And as we know, Luke was not there.
Right.
But Luke right. went, Luke in Acts, Luke went and he found these facts and he saw people, you know, the corroboration and how things came together, and he put together his book from that. Of course, this is conjecture because we don't know what happened and right. how, what Mary told him when, but they thought this prayer, the producers of the show thought this prayer was so important that Mary had written it down again, and she is saying pieces of it throughout the whole time. Thinking back to when she, you know, found
when it
out.
Happened, yeah.
Yes. And she's relying on these words. And in the end of her life, she shares those with Mary Magdalene and has her write them down as she says the prayer again. So that probably didn't happen. It shows the value mm-hmm. that they, when they did this program, they put on these words of Mary's, mm-hmm. that they were so valuable. They wanted to make sure that they were had a part in what they put together, and they are valuable. And I think one of the best things about this, especially for us as women, although I think anyone could get something from it, when we read these words and study these words, I think it teaches us how we should respond to God
right.
and how we should pray
right.
and the humility that she had. She was not divine, but she was divinely blessed to be able to do this. And like you said, we see the maturity and all the things that come from her. God knew that, and it's why he chose her. And when we see her use scripture as part of her prayer, we know that she's saturated in that. And this is a prayer that I highly recommend you read. It doesn't have to be Christmas time, because
oh, no.
I think just the humility and the patience and the absolute obedience and love and faith she had in her Father is amazing.
Right.
And I think we can all learn from that. And the other thing about this prayer is, at In the Whisper, we're going to be doing some scripture memorization this year. There's four prayers that we're going to talk about mm-hmm. this month are going to be the four prayers that we memorize. So it'll be like one prayer every 3 months. If you want to get, I've done some scripture cards. You can get those. If you get my newsletter, you got them yesterday. If you don't get my newsletter, all you have to do is go to inthewhisper.org. You will get a copy of those sent to you. Join me in learning some scripture this year. I've tried to do it many different ways. God has really put it on my heart. I've tried to do it through just random verses that I think I should know. And the fact is, we know those verses.
Yes.
We might not know exactly where they are, but we know those verses. So God has really put it on my heart to learn more than just a verse. And so we'll be learning Mary's song. We're going to learn John 17, which is a prayer of Jesus's that I just love. And we are going to look at Hannah's prayer. Ezra's prayer might be, we might not memorize that one. We might do Psalm 34
okay. yeah.
because Ezra's prayer, it's a fabulous story, and I love this prayer because of his response to sin.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, it, it might not be as easy to memorize. So I think that actually might be Psalm 34. I already have a couple people that have signed up to do that at the Facebook group, Stepping Into the Bible. And you can get accountability there. You can get encouragement there. And if people want to share it as they learn the whole thing, they can do that on video and encourage other people that it's possible. I remember once hearing, when I did a Beth Moore study on James, she encouraged you to memorize James. And I just laughed, like, how the heck do you memorize James? I know people who have done it.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and heaven, yes. I have not. And yeah. I would like to get there, but I'm going to start smaller. I hope if you choose to do it, that it blesses you. So that will be part of some of the things we're going to be doing within The Whisper this year. Thank you so much, Candy, for spending some time with me today on Mary's song. And we look forward to you hearing our thoughts on Jesus's prayer in John 17 next week. Thank you for listening to the In the Whisper podcast. If you want to know more about In the Whisper, you can find us at inthewhisper.org, where you'll find more podcast episodes, the blog, and a plethora of information to encourage you. Until next time, I'm Nita Wilkinson.